Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.
We're wrapping up talking about the life expectancy of your mattress because Mindy is in the market of getting a new one. You're right in that like 7-year time frame, right?
Yes.
I think most people on our Facebook page are saying like 8 years is kind of what is recommended.
Yeah. I think it's just mainly because we're both feeling like it's getting a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, I
got mine about 3 years ago. I have one of those, ones that adjust. You know, my bed's like a transformer, you know. The legs will come up. The backside will come up. I'll never forget, like, when I first got it, like, my buddy came over and I was, like, showing him the remote and everything. And he's like, so you got a hospital bed? Like, that's what you got? Good morning. What do you want to say? What do you think the recommendation is?
So you're supposed to replace it every 8 years, and the only reason why I know this is because there's this commercial that's super annoying and plays nonstop on the radio stations up in Michigan where I go for the summer. That's the only reason why I know it's every 8 years, because this commercial tells me.
The marketing is telling us it's 8 years.
I wonder sometimes if mattress salespeople and mattress experts are often the same folks.
Right.
Don't go any longer than 8 years before you give us another sale again.
Right.
I want to go all in and get one of those, like what you have, Caleb, like a nice bed with like the adjustable,
I'm telling you, from experience of having this thing for years and also having the Amazon mattress in the guest bedroom, I'm never doing it again. I'm just going all Amazon next time. It's like you always think you want a Corvette, and then once you get one, you're like, you know what? I'm okay with a Ford Taurus. Like,
yeah.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.